Brilliance Audio presents The Tenth Island, Finding Joy, Beauty, and Unexpected Love in the Azores by Diana Markham, performed by Rebecca Mozo. For Bev and Mark. Caught in between all you wish for and all you've seen. Joseph Arthur, In the Sun. Author's note. There really is an Atlantic island where every summer, bulls run down the main streets and everyone has relatives visiting from California. Murphy, his real name, really ate those things. Moody, not his real name, really did break out in a cold sweat. The volcanoes, the history, the stories, the natural wonders, and the improbable coincidences in this book are true. Even though, even now, I have a hard time believing it. At home in California, there is a box full of reporters' notebooks, dutifully filled with last names, ages, and direct quotes. But I didn't use them much. Somewhere along the line, my intention of writing a journalistic book on the Azorean diaspora took a detour. So despite my job as a journalist, this is not a work of journalism exactly. Conversations are from my memory and my point of view. I used first names or nicknames or changed names entirely, as well as some identifying details. Because even though everyone knew I was a writer, many of the people in the book had no reason to believe I would write about them. This is in no way a definitive report on the ties between the Azores and California, but it is a most affectionate one. Diana Markham. Part 1. A barn party. It seems impossible now, like trying to remember when I couldn't read or didn't have a scar on my shin from that time I toppled off a bicycle. But I had never heard of the Azores Islands when a photographer at the Fresno Bee dropped a picture on my desk of a man plowing a field with two oxen. In California, in the 21st century. The man stood on a flat cart. He had a cell phone to his ear. He was gesturing wildly with the other arm as great clouds of dust swirled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?